So we started out talking about changing your mindset. The moment that you get up in the morning, if you've got negative thoughts coming in, you're thinking about your problems. And I think that this is a success habit. One of the things that I teach is that success starts with awareness, that being aware of your thoughts and taking every thought captive. And so the thing is, a lot of the things that are coming into your emotions, in fact, you start out this book with a title of a book called I'm Okay, You're Okay, that was written back in the 70s, I guess, and transactional analysis and all this stuff that's happening within our psyche. These are deposits, these files that are played automatically without us even pushing a button. They're triggered. So here these thoughts come. And so we started out this program saying, hey, you got to put those thoughts into check. You got to take those thoughts.
It's interesting you say that, because people could take, I'm okay, you're okay, and they could take that thought and that feeling and say, and that's an excuse for them not to do anything.
I love it.
You know?
So in other words, just because you have the thought and the feeling doesn't mean that that could be a big lie. And so you have to replace that. And that, this what is what action? I teach people anyway, is that you, what is the truth? Like, people have a lot of fears and these thoughts and feelings come up that are in there, that they're just deposited there. They're just there. And so when we say, okay, what's the fear behind the fear? What's the fear behind that fear? And you begin to self-coaching, really. And so what's the truth? What is the truth of the matter? And so what I hear you saying is that you find the truth, and someone that we know said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So what's the truth? Take that thought captive, change it to positive thoughts, even if you're angry, even if you're emotional, turn it to positive thoughts will lead to you taking the right action. Second thing I hear you saying is get around people that are going to inspire you and help you to see the truth. Are we on the right track so far?
Absolutely. No, okay. I like that.
Okay.
No, because that's what makes a difference. It makes a difference in your attitude, makes a difference in how you perceive things, because perception is reality. It's how you look at yourself. It's, you know, it's the little things in life that you change that makes a big difference. I think that's where you're going with that. If you're willing to change those little things, things can change. And you got to have patience, because it took a long time to get to where you got. So you got, if you're going to willing to unravel it, be patient to unravel it. So it's the same thing. Yeah, you need to change people. Maybe that's it. Change the attitude by how you think and what you do. People want to work for you because they love coming to your environment. And they love your environment because it's a happy environment. It's a place for them to feel good at, place for them to feel powerful at. It's a place where they can work and perform at. Boy, that's a wonderful place to work. Mm-hmm. Even though it's hard, it's still great, because I come home and I know my routine. I know how it expects me to have this truck. I know how he expects me to put away the tools. I know how he expects me to have the warehouse and how everything. I already know that, because he set that up in the beginning. You can't work here unless you do this, 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 and this. And I accepted all that. And then you pass that down. That's leadership. That's developing leadership. And when it grows from the bottom up, it's very strong. And then you learn more about, boy, I'd love to work for a company like that. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. People want to be part of something great. That's all I wanted to be at Notre Dame. I wanted to be part of something that had tradition, that made me feel good and powerful. That's the bottom line.
The story that you told on the video that we did for the Ziegler Corporation earlier about when the guy was waxing the floor. That's a great leadership concept, because the thing is that, like you said, people want to be around people who recognize, that's what happened to you in the Navy, is they recognize your talent. They didn't put a label on you. Was it judgmental management or observational management? It was, hey, you did that really great. That's awesome. Can you teach these other guys how to do that? And what I've found in over a quarter of a century of managing employees is that, you know, you can point out the problems all day long. That doesn't motivate people. But when you say, do it just like that every single time, isn't that awesome? So would you mind telling us how you did that?
Well, it's the same theory. I watched other people do other things. Like, we'll go to the store. I said, why is this store always clean? I go watch the manager, how he treats his people. And he's always complimenting him, always saying good things to him. Mm-hmm. So maybe instead of me yelling at my guy, maybe I should just show him what he's good at.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And just show him. I said, man, that's an awesome looking floor. And I would walk away. He would figure it out.
So that's what you did.
And he figures it out. Instead of going, hey, man, look at that. That's terrible looking. It's going to be the same way when you come back. If you don't focus on something positive with this guy, he won't do anything positive.
One of the big things that I learned from Zig is that encouragement is the fuel that people run on. When they feel that, and Dale Carnegie says that what people want more than anything else is sincere and honest appreciation. You know, and employees want that more than anything. So encouraging them will just help make them work harder to do the job for you.
Well, I think you said it. People want to feel accepted. People mm-hmm. want to feel a worth. People want to feel good. And encouragement is the key. That does fuel that appetite. And what's interesting about that, you don't have to say anything. Just smile at them or even say thank you. Sometimes less is more. People want to know that you appreciate who they are, or even a good morning, or even, man, you look great today. But not saying that just to say it, but saying that and meaning it. And a person would say, what do you mean I look great? Oh, no, your smile is great. Everything about you is great. Sometimes people don't respond to that. So less is more sometimes, maybe just a thanks. Mm-hmm. Then you can work your way into that next level. Mm-hmm. See, some people think that's why if you overcompliment or overdo it, you can confuse people.
Becomes flattery.
Okay. That's why people got to know you're genuine.
Do you think that the genuineness comes from truly valuing human beings and who they are?
The genuine comes from you believing in yourself, and people feel that. That's the energy you give.
Say that again.
People feel that because you feel good about yourself. That's the energy you give. When you feel good about yourself, people will feel that because you transcend that. And it's true. It's energy that you give through your spirit and your attitude.
This was a big lesson for me with my teenager, is that one of the things that I learned from him was that when people are lashing out at others, it's because they feel badly about
Correct.
Themselves.
Correct.
And you know, this old saying of hurt people hurt people. So this is a very powerful lesson, because we're going right back to the mindset. How do you see yourself, your value, the image that you have of yourself? Zig teaches that. And I know that you like to put it in the most positive way possible. And instead of even, in fact, when we were talking in Las Vegas, you told me something that was so powerful. You said, don't tell people that they have a poor self-image. Don't even tell them that. Just tell them what they are. Tell them who they are and what they can do. Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
Tell us more about that.
Somewhere, you know, I like to have fun with people too. I humble people differently. If I see them going way out there, I'm going to humble them. I'm going to let them know, hey, you're going to have to learn a little more before we do this or do that. I do it all the time. It's because it's a feeling. You could do that with people all the day and all the time. You could feel if they're feeling bad. You could feel it if they're way out there. You could feel it. There's certain things you could do. But once they know you and you build that relationship, they accept that. So you could say certain things to them as you get to know them. And they say, oh, yeah, I got to get better at what I do. Sometimes it's not a positive statement. That inspires them.
Earlier, you said something about you excelled because you were challenged. And I have an employee like that, mm-hmm. that what motivates him mm-hmm. is giving him a challenge, throwing
yeah.
out a challenge.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet you can't do 60%. He's like, he just smiles real big.
Right.
Just watch me, you
yeah.
know? And so really getting to know people.
You got
to
know the person, yeah. that relationship. And everybody's different, by the way. You can't treat everybody the same, so you got to treat everybody different. Or know their personality. It's like when you speak to a crowd, you have to read the energy of the audience. Maybe how you prepared a speech is not how you're going to present it now. Mm-hmm. Maybe you got to change that presentation the minute you walk up on stage. If you feel the energy and how they respond to certain things, you got to change. If you don't do that, you're going to lose them. You got to connect with people fast and quick. And you do it by, there are certain ways you can do that. And that's where you build relationships the same way. You feel things out. Then you go. You just don't go right away. I see great coaches. They do that. They watch and they listen. Then they inspire and they coach and they mentor. Sometimes you got to be tough on them in order to inspire. Mm-hmm. Hey, now throw the football. Why didn't you throw the football? You should have thrown that when the guy was open. That's what we practiced all week. Why aren't we doing that? Well, coach, now look, you and I know, this is just an example of a good coach. You and I know that's why we're practicing. When that guy's open, you throw the ball. Okay, coach, got it. Next time he sees that, he opened it without thinking. Now he knows what the coach is saying. He's not trying to outthink him. Or things like that, I guess a good coach will read that person and know how to coach that person. Mm-hmm. We're no different. We're always coaching. We got to know what makes that person tick. So you got to get to know that person. Know your employees. Know the people around you. Know why they come to work mad or happy. Know a little bit about them in order to motivate them. Maybe they're having a tough life. Maybe they're going through a bad situation at home. Know that. Not that you got to get into their personal life, but just do a little digging in a good, positive way by asking, so how are things at home? People like to hear that. They'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Or how are things with the kids? And they'll tell you some of the, and you just listen. You don't respond, just listen. Say, things will get better. That's all you need to say. Instead of giving them advice, you're giving them advice when you don't even know the situation. So it can be the wrong advice.
Right, that's right.
All I'm saying, everything you need is to listen and ask good questions and be positive.
You said something earlier that, boy, this is going to be really deep, but I personally believe that this is the key to happy employees. This is the key to success in a lot of ways. It's the key, even the smartest marketers. And what you said was, you said that people have a longing for belonging. They want to be accepted. They want to be a part of something bigger than themselves, I think is the way that you.
Yeah, I like that. They want to be part of something great.
Yes.
They really do.
That's why you want to be a part of Notre Dame.
Well, yes. I knew reality was I couldn't start for Notre Dame. I knew reality academically, I had to fight a little harder to get there, but I was willing to pay that price to be part of that and to be accepted by them. Mm-hmm. So I did whatever I had to do in order to do that. I worked a little longer, a little harder, a little differently. That's okay to do that. But if I thought I belonged there, had that entitlement attitude, I wouldn't have never done that. People with an entitlement attitude usually fail and usually are the bad feelings of that company, that team, or that family. So you got to change your attitude, and you could do that by you changing. Maybe you need to change in order for them to change. Mm-hmm. So that helps too. So understanding that. I heard a lot of people give up because things are just too hard. That coach doesn't listen, or my dad doesn't listen. Maybe you need to change in order to help your dad. Maybe your dad needs help. Maybe that coach needs help. Maybe if you change, you can change them. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Now you're the leader. Instead of blaming them, you become the leader.
Yeah, I tell you, I have tried to learn that with my son. It just, I I'm very strict.
Right.
And boy, I had to learn that. I'm not sure I even have completely learned it, but I've learned that instead of saying no or making a judgment call or whatever, I can say, ask questions, like you said, ask good questions. And I can say, you know, when you do that, this is how it makes me feel.
Well, get to know why he's doing what he's doing and the friends he hangs around. And I think communicate with him, and then you could trust his character. What he's saying, you don't trust me, Dad, is what he's saying. And you could be getting to know him more. Hey, yeah, go out, but I know you'll make a good judgment.
Mm-hmm. And that's so hard to do, isn't it?
It's hard to do because it's hard to let go. That's what my mother says in the letter. You got to know when to let go. Mm-hmm. That's what makes a good mother. You know, can't hang on to them. You got to let go. Let them fall down. You're there to help them because they learn through what? Experience. But, you know, we have to be careful too. What the friends they hang around. So always check out their friends. And you could usually see right away just by their friends how they respond and how they are. And by the way, that environment you create, you got to have rules and discipline and structure. They have to know there's boundaries. But at the same time, they have to also respect what you put down. Right. And you can do that through a relationship and building that confidence with him that you could talk to him about anything. Anything, anything. And that means anything. And you can't be judgmental. It's like you said, you got to listen. That's the tough part, being judgmental.
Yeah. And with your employees too.
With your employees too, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Because they could say something that you don't believe in. And then all of a sudden you become judgmental. You got to listen and not be judgmental and figure out, okay, this is not good, but I can make it better, but I'm not going to put a judgment call on them or a label on this guy or this person, but I could figure this out. And that's through maybe more communication. Maybe they need more whatever. Sometimes we don't have time to do it because we're too busy being busy building a company.